Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My daughter Shelley Brim Oaks and I are here. We're going to be discussing with you the treasures that are in the original Hebrew of the Bible. The Old Testament was written, we call it the Old Testament, they call it the Tanakh or the Torah, was written in Hebrew. The world was created in Hebrew. Wow. God said, Yihi Eor, and Yihi Eor. Hebrew, I'm reading to you from a book, The Secrets of Hebrew Words, which we're making available this week. Hebrew is a holy language. On the simplest level, its 22 letters were used to serve as the language of the Torah. It is Hebrew that was used by God to convey His will and His ways, His laws, and His insights. Shelley, in reading the original Hebrew, mm-hmm. you can see plays on words that reveal so many things to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you know, Shelley, you and I, we live together right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we'll be studying in the morning. Shelley and I usually study mm-hmm. and pray. And we interrupt each other's quiet time.
Yes.
With jewels
yes.
that we found in the Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're reading our Psalms and we've got these Psalm books, which you can get from us, that has Hebrew on one side and English on the other,
mm-hmm.
the Tehillim.
Yes.
And we'll find a word, and we know this Psalm because we've read it, you know, in the English. And then we see what word it is in the Hebrew. Ah, this reveals so much to us.
Yes.
We get tickled, we laugh. Mm-hmm. And I want you to understand out there listening that Shelley did not go study Hebrew in the land.
No.
She's been to the land many times. She's heard Hebrew. But she just decided, she knew how delighted I would get,
mm-hmm.
that she would just learn enough. She'd learn the alphabet.
Right.
The Hebrew alphabet is called the alphabet. We talked about that yesterday. And she would learn enough. She can actually read now. And, you know, not even me, I mean, and I'm not very great at it, but I don't read the Hebrew Bible without having an English one alongside. And they're printed right side by side there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you can just see the most wonderful treasures.
Absolutely.
Now that language, oh my, it in its simplest level, it's 22 letters.
Mm-hmm.
And those letters, the arrangement of those letters tell us so many things in the words. But they are also numbers. Every Hebrew letter is a number. Now, did you get Psalm 119? I know some of you out there have gotten it. You got your Bibles out last night and found Psalm 119. Because in Psalm 119, there is the Hebrew alphabet. And it shows you right there in the English King James Bible. The first 8 verses begin with Aleph, the next with Bet, and then Gimel, and then Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Chet, Tet, Yod, Kof. We're singing the Hebrew song.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make that available sometime soon. Going to put it on a little CD.
Good.
So that people can, and we're going to do some little beginning Hebrew lessons.
Good.
We don't have them quite ready yet, but we will announce it when we get them ready so that you can touch this. Now, these letters are also numbers.
Yes.
The Hebrew alphabet are numbers. And if you have your King James Psalm 119, I'll tell you what those numbers are. Aleph is 1. Bet, just before verse 9, is 2. Verse 17 starts Gimel, verse 3. And that's, verse 17, Gimel is the number 3. Then we have Dalet, number 4. Hey, number 5. Vav, number 6. Zayin, number 7. Chet, number 8. Tet equals 9. And Yod, which begins at Psalm 119, verse 73. Yod, each of these little letters, they have it stands for something. Do you know what the Hebrew Yod is about, Shelley?
Mm-hmm.
Hand, right. Yod, and that's number 10. Then Kaf is number 20. Lamed equals 30. Mem is 40. Nun, 50. Samech, 60. Ein, that's verse 121. Ein is 70. Pei is 80. Tzari, verse 137, is 90. Kuf, verse 145, is 100. Resh, 200. Sheen, 300. And Tav, the last letter, equals 400. Now, we're going to start at verse 113. No, let's start at 121. What is the letter there at 121, Shelley?
Ein.
Ein. What does ein mean just in a Hebrew word?
I.
I. Verse 129 is what?
129 is pay.
Pay. What does pay mean, Shelley?
Mouth.
Mouth. Let's go down to verse 161, and there we find the Hebrew word sheen. Do you know what that is?
Tooth.
Tooth. And you see how that Hebrew letter looks like some teeth there in a mouth. Now, each of these letters is very amazing, has secrets to tell us. And when you put the words together and you have the letters that make up the word, then you have numbers
that correspond.
For instance, a word of two letters. Let's take the first two letters, Aleph and Bet. Aleph is one, Bet is two. All right, Aleph and Bet together is the Hebrew word Av. The Hebrew word Av is father. So the gematria, they call it, of Aleph and Bet together, father, is three. Now, I'm going to read to you from this book again, Rabbi Bleck's book. The Hebrew word for child is yeled. Mm-hmm. Yeled. And I tell my grandson sometimes, you're a yeled tov. You're a boy, good. Yeled is child. And its number, its gematria, let's see if we can figure it up, Shelley. It's spelled yud, mm-hmm. lamed, and dalet. Mm-hmm. So yud is
10.
Lamed is,
I don't know,
30.
Okay.
And dalet is
4.
So 10 plus 30 plus 4 is what?
44.
So the gematria for the Hebrew word child is 44. Mm-hmm. Now, that 44 is the sum of the Hebrew word for father, Av. Mm-hmm. Aleph is 1. Bet is 2, so that's 3. And mother. Mother is Aleph, which is 1. And Mem, which is
40.
Mm-hmm. So you've got 3 for father, mm-hmm. and 40 for mother.
41.
Yes, 41 for mother. Mm-hmm. And so you add up 41 and 3, and what do you get?
The gematria for child, 44.
44. You see how it works? Mm-hmm. To get a child, mm-hmm. you have to have a father and a mother. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. The gematria. Words mm-hmm. are related mm-hmm. in their family of words, mm-hmm. and we're going to talk about that more. But words are also related by their gematria, mm-hmm. how much they add up to be. And so I think that's really so interesting. Isn't that interesting?
It's wonderful. It's just, again, a reflection of God's brilliance to mm-hmm. not only have an alphabet but to have it mathematically.
Oh, it's so mathematically intricate. Mm-hmm. You think about your brother, he's a chemist mm-hmm. By training. He went into his college chemistry classes. He came out amazed. They didn't prove to him there was no God.
Right.
He said that chemistry proved that there is a God. Mm-hmm. The Hebrew of the Old Testament and the Hebrew that they speak on the streets is filled with this mathematical display of God himself. And we're going to, you don't have to understand Hebrew to understand these things. You can understand Yeled, you can understand Im, mother, and Av, father, mother, father, equals child. Mm-hmm. 44.
Yes, and you think of in Romans chapter 8 where it says the spirit within us cries, Abba, Father.
Mm-hmm.
And as a in these last days, how important it is to be sensitive to what the spirit inside us is saying, Abba, Father. I mm-hmm. am God's very own child. Well, that's Hebrew.
Sure. Now, the word Abba, Shelley, is actually a Hebrew word for, like, daddy.
Mm. Endearing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. An endearing word. It says that we say Abba, Father. Mm-hmm. The Hebrew word for father would be spelled together, A-B. So then if you're going to have Abba, A-B-B-A, Abba. Can you, and it's just amazing, isn't it, when you go to Israel? You see these little Israeli kids run around, Abba, Abba. Mm-hmm. You hear it all the time, and you think, that was a holy word, Abba, mm-hmm. Father. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how it is. Mm-hmm. It's a language. It's a to reveal to us God. Takes a father, takes a mother, and you have a child. It's even mathematically proven. Another thing they do with mathematics, Shelley, is they test out, now they do have printed Bibles like we have printed Bibles, but not in the synagogues. In the synagogue, they're going to have a Torah scroll, and that Torah scroll has to be written by a scribe. And to make sure that he got it absolutely right, each line he copies exactly from the pattern, and it's been copied the same way for years. It has to be correct. They can correct when they're doing a scroll, a book. They can have three errors that they correct, but no more. After that, you have to destroy the whole scroll. So they're very watchful. And it says that God gave them the ability in the New Testament to write the oracles of God. When you get to the end of a line, they know how much mathematically that line should be. So each letter should add up, and then it should have a certain amount on that row of letters, those words. And that will reveal to you, if you've gotten the wrong word in there, it will reveal to you the error. We're going to be studying. Tomorrow we'll start into some word study that'll really bless you. Mm-hmm. About the Hebrew word amen and the Hebrew word shalom, peace. This is Billy Brim. If you would like to get our special offer this week, Secret of Hebrew Words, you can call us, 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447, and that's going to be available for $25 plus shipping. This is just a little over cost, but you'll be blessed. It has the Hebrew alphabet, and you'll enjoy reading these secrets of some Hebrew words. This is Billy Brim and
Shelley Brimo.
And we're saying to you today, Shalom, Shalom. Shalom, Shalom means the fullness of peace. When Jews greet you, they say Shalom. And then when they say goodbye, they say Shalom, Shalom. That's what the Bible says. I will keep you in perfect peace. Shalom, Shalom. Billy Brim saying Shalom, Shalom.